book project. I did an interview with John. And I wanted to come back and ask you, because there were some contradictions, if you could explain exactly what he was talking about.
I'm not sure.
Well, I asked him about the, you know, how the book was put together. And in the author's note, he clearly says up front that it was a reconstruction of his documents and his testimony. Is that your recollection, what's in the author's note?
I can't remember. It's been a long time. Do you have a copy of the book?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a copy of the book, and I'm reading from the author's note in the book. And it's there's some contradictions between his testimony and the book, and the explanations he gave seem a little strange. In one case, he blames you for inaccurate material being in the book.
Blames who?
You.
Me personally?
Yeah. In other words, I said to him, how did it get there? I'm not sure that the material's inaccurate, to be honest with you. I'll read you the quote from Dean specifically.
Okay.
We're talking about chapter 3, I think it's the tickler, where he talks about how he thinks all this got started.
Mm-hmm.
And I pointed out to him...
How what all got started? The whole Watergate?
Yeah, you know, he got... It essentially says that there was this memo from Haldeman to... from Nixon to Haldeman that ended up with Dean and involved the Hughes O'Brien matter.
Right.
Something that most people have thought all along had something to do with the break-in.
Right.
And I asked him specifically about the Hughes O'Brien problem. You know, that in his testimony, he said something to the effect that, well, quote, I'll quote from his testimony.
Yeah.
He said in his testimony that the O'Brien stuff was peripheral for his office, that it really was no big deal, and he had nothing to do with it.
Right.
Well, the book directly contradicts the testimony.
What does the book say?
Well, the book has him getting this memo and shows he's dealing with Bob Bennett and doing a whole lot of things. In other words...
Well, my presumption would be, frankly, if I were in your shoes, was that he was being evasive in his testimony, and when he was writing his book, when he had nothing to lose, he was telling the truth. That's what I would guess.
Well, that isn't what he answered.
What did he
say? If he had answered that way, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, what did he say?
What he said in his, let me get the exact quote, because he says, essentially, this stuff came about, quote, because you put it in, not because it was accurate. You wanted to make the book interesting.
Read me what he says.
All right, hold on a second. Let me get the verbatim on this, would you? I was pointing out to him the contradictions, and I said to him, look, let me give you an example. In your testimony to the committee, let's just take two issues. One was Larry O'Brien, to which you passed over as a peripheral issue to your office. Literally, you said we just didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But in your book, you tell a different story.
Yeah.
All right? And that's how we got, you know, that's how we got to where we got. Then he came back and he said, quote, something about not wanting to go through it. Oh, I'll read you the whole verbatim. I didn't. Let me tell you what. I can go through the process for you. What happened is the editors got real excited and wanted to make it more interesting. And that's why all that shit got in there. So in other words, he's saying that it's a bunch of shit and you all put it in.
No, well, he doesn't say we put it in. He says that we encouraged him to put it in.
Well, then he went on to say the testimony, quote, the testimony is what I'm going to stand on. Meaning that I had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're asking me to go through a lot of labor, and anyway, I never actually went back and reread my testimony when I was writing the book, which I found strange in light of the author's note, which says that's exactly what he did.
Yes, and also, what is he saying? We told him to put it in if he didn't go back and read that there was any contradiction between what he was putting in and what the testimony said.
I agree with you. This is what's baffling about it. When I hit him with this contradiction, the answer was, I'm still standing by the fact that I had nothing to do with O'Brien.
Right.
It was only put in because the editors thought it would be intriguing.
Well,
but frankly, I've got to be honest with you. I went in and researched the internal memos inside the White House at the archives. And he clearly is involved. He's involved with it from day one till April. I'm not criticizing what's in the book.
No, I understand that. If you want my opinion, what I think is that what I said first. That he was being evasive in his testimony, and apparently it suits him to be evasive now.
Well, there's nothing evasive about saying it's not true.
Well, but he was lying.
That's another word.
You want me to put it in Anglo-Saxon words? And you can say that I was the editor. And
I know, that's why I can't. Don't you? I wanted to be fair. This is a difficult enough book to write,
right.
And you don't
know. Well, I never told John Dean what to put in his book. And that's a lie. L-I-E, that is spelled. L-I-E.
I take your word, Alice, if you say that.
And Taylor Branch, who wrote the book, would not, who just won a Pulitzer Prize for his biography of.
Yeah, I know, I'm aware of it.
Would never have been party to. And if John Dean wants to say that Alice Mayhew and Taylor Branch are parties to such dishonest behavior.
Well, he's got serious problems. I know you never published again another John Dean book.
No.
But when we were doing, I don't know if where the book we're doing for St. Martin's called A Silent Coup.
The what?
It's called A Silent Coup, The Removal of Richard Nixon. And in it, we're dealing. Bob Getlin of Newhouse, was of Newhouse News. We wanted to go back and look at the Dean testimony versus what he wrote in his book.
I understand. The only thing I can comment on is his accusation that we told him to put lies in his book. And that impugns our professionalism.
That's why I wasn't going to print that and not come back to you and say, look, Alice, this is what Dean said.
I mean, I'll make a fuss if he says that about...
Well, he's already said it, and it's on the record, and I'm going to print it. I'm going to print exactly what he said, because frankly, I'm not buying it based on the evidence. The evidence would indicate that you guys only printed what basically was in his testimony.
Yes, I mean, look, judge whether he's telling the truth or not. I didn't think he was writing the book that any particular reason not to tell the truth, and we took him at his word. Now, if he's telling you that we made him put things in that were not true, then he's impugning our...
Absolutely, and that's exactly...
You tell him from me.
No, I'm going to...
I will say in public that's a lie.
Well, I just think it's absurd. Well, we want to be able to say your reaction because, frankly, I was dumbfounded.
Yeah. Well, I got to take another call, but that's my reaction.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Righto.
Bye.